just crack straight on with the question. So the Association of Play Industries calling for government to go further with screen time guidelines and invest in outdoor play. And if we start, guys, with the that link that has been drawn between outdoor play and screen time, I mean, what is the connection that you're trying to highlight with this report?
Very simply, we know that kids are not going outdoors as much as they did before. Dramatic decline. We thought it was because parents are worried about allowing them out. That may be true, but the big new reason, which we've studied, is the fact that it's not what they're scared of outdoors, it's what they absolutely love indoors. And what they love are small screens in their bedrooms, having fun gaming and so on. This seems to be displacing outdoor play. We need them outdoors because they burn more calories and they move more when they play outdoors. And that's why we have this campaign. That's why I've written the report for the Association of Play Industries.
And it is a massive percentage of children that actually are keen on using screens rather than going out and, as we might have done, kick a ball about or climb a tree, Mark.
Yeah, no, it is. And let's be honest, they're pretty appealing. You know, you pick up one of these games, they're addictive. There's an awful lot of content online. And so it is a big pull. And so our approach here is we think there should be guidelines because it isn't good. And so a very simple guideline on the amount of time. We wouldn't be alone in this. Other countries have done this. We think that's an important step. But we're doing that hand in glove with saying we also need to invest in creating the spaces outdoors that will make it attractive so that when the parent says, you know, get off that screen, get off that Xbox or whatever it is, that the child has something else to go do that's appealing. And look, there's a very simple reason for this. The simple reason does come down to the impact and the cost. The National Health Service is spending billions right now on the effects of this. We have childhood obesity epidemic, some would call it. We have mental health issues in children, not to mention the social and racial issues. And all we're saying is let's divert a little bit of that money, let's divert a little bit of that attention to solving the root causes of these rather than the impacts.
I think many parents, Eric, probably have got real concerns about the amount of time their kids sit in front of a screen. Of course, we ourselves can be guilty of spending an awful lot of time in front of screens and on our phones and so on. But I wonder whether setting caps and guidelines and so on, is that the right way forward with this? Because surely the carrot is preferable to the stick, isn't it?
You need both. It's not either one or the other. Other countries like the United States Department of Health, the Australian Department of Health, the Canadians have all simply provided a loose guideline, 2 hours a day maximum. Parents can ignore it if they want, but think about it. We have numbers for other areas of health. When it comes to alcohol, when it comes to grams of sugar, fat, and salt, calories, sun protection factors, and having a number is a starting point. It's not a cure, and it's not a complete solution, but it does provide a starting point. And let me tell you, this report looked at how much of our children's time do they spend on recreational screen time. Ready for this? It's an average of 5 hours a day of recreational screen time.
Wow.
So we do have, and it goes up every year, and the age becomes lower and lower. By the age of 3 to 4, 54% of British children own their own connected device. So we do need a number just as a reference point.
Yes. And the thing is, though, Mark, I've taken my granddaughter out to our local park and looked at the playgrounds and so on, and they're not what you'd call inspiring, are they? I mean, I can understand why she'd rather sit on her tablet.
Well, thanks for bringing that up. I mean, the reduction in investment in outdoor play areas is nothing short of a catastrophe. I mean, you know, we've seen 347 play areas closed since 2014, and local authority estimates say that there's going to be a continued reduction year by year of around about 25 million through to 2021. And don't get me wrong, people are balancing a budget just as you have to balance a household budget. And in these times when money's tight, they've got to look at, you know, where the money is spent in the local communities. Unfortunately, I think, and inadvertently, they are de-investing in these areas because, well, it's there and it'll probably last, but they're not thinking about making it appealing attractive to actually get kids more involved outside. And as I said earlier, it isn't just about the physical movement, although that's very, very important. It's also the social interaction. Where do you go to talk to other people? Where do you go to mix with other races and other social groups? Surely it's in the local play area.
And I suppose, Eric, it doesn't have to be about planned stuff all the time. We want to encourage imagination.
Absolutely right. A couple of things which I didn't have time to mention this morning. It isn't just physical benefits. As Mark was saying, a high percentage of British new parents are lonely and feel isolated. Misery loves company. If you're tired because you've got a new baby, sitting with a group of other mothers or fathers is a very good thing. Secondly, social skills seem to improve in children who spend more time out on playgrounds because they aren't forced to negotiate, interact, and deal with confrontations. So there are some great mental and social benefits and psychological benefits way beyond the issue of the fact that we now have the highest level of body fat and type 2 of diabetes we've ever seen by the time kids leave primary school. The range of benefits is enormous. And the reason that our, you know, the listeners now and the rest of us haven't heard much about this, there ain't no money from Mother Nature. Going outdoors doesn't have a big marketing group. It doesn't have an advertising thing. The tech industry does. So you find that the things that are free in life, like sleep and physical activity, don't get much promotion. Who's going to pay for you to close your eyes or to go outside and exercise? For you to stay indoors and buy something or do something on a screen, there's plenty of money available to encourage you to do that. And that's why we need to promote this message.
It's a fascinating report, a great message. Where can we go for more information, Mark?
Yeah, I think in the first instance, look, go to the API website. It's api-play.org. I'm sure if you Google API Play, you'll get there. And we've got a complete section with Eric's report. We're calling it a movement for movement. There's the full report there. There's a short form and lots of other links that can inform and advise.